Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Have you ever noticed that when maybe you're providing constructive feedback, that sometimes it just lands beautifully and perfectly with the employee, and other times it can shut people right down? Sometimes the difference does come down to the trust factor, the trust that they have with you and the trust that you're showing to them. When people trust that your intent is good, they'll actually hear your feedback more so as helpful guidance than something that they don't want to hear, or that maybe they'll hear as criticism, for example. So how do you do this? How do you give constructive feedback that builds trust instead of breaking it down? So I want to give you my approach that I find does work a lot. And a lot of my clients like this approach because it is easy, but also allows some accountability to the employee. Start with some gratitude and also something positive. So for example, I always begin by thanking the person for being there and acknowledging that they're doing something well related to the situation. For example, thanks for taking the lead on the meeting yesterday. Your preparation really showed. It sets the tone and reminds them that you do see value and good in what they do, not just whatever the issue is. Second is you want to share your feedback with them clearly but respectfully, always being direct, but always kind, professional, no yelling and screaming. All right, so avoid piling on too many details or using phrases such as "you never do this" or "you always do that." Keep it focused, keep it specific to the behavior and not the person. So for example, we could say, if it's the meeting, you know, that we were just talking about, "I noticed in the meeting yesterday that you jumped in very quickly a lot of the time, and there was a few quiet voices that didn't get a chance to share." So what we're doing now is we've now provided them what the issue is, but we haven't yet told them what we want them to do to fix it. That's because I take a coaching approach to it. So instead of telling them what the solution is in your mind, we can ask some guiding questions to help them reflect and find their own solutions to this. So for example, we could ask them, "So in the next meeting, how can you ensure that others also get a chance to contribute along with you?" When they come up with their own solutions and answers to these issues that we're talking about in constructive feedback, they will own it. And ownership builds the accountability to fix it. If we go and say, "I need you to do this," some people will just be like, "Oh, she's just telling me again," or get their back up. And that's when things can fall down. If you take the coaching approach and asking them how they're going to ensure that everybody gets a chance to contribute, again, going to a process here. We're not asking, "How are you going to stop talking?" We're asking, "How are you going to ensure others have a chance to contribute?" Then you want to end so that they feel confident and supported. So you're going to reinforce your belief in their abilities to do their job. "So I know you'll handle this great next time, and I really appreciate your openness to the feedback today." So trust isn't about being built through perfection. It's being built through connection and communication with your employees. So here's your challenge this week. Think of one piece of constructive feedback you've been holding back on, or maybe you need to take to do based on something that happened today or yesterday. Use these four steps. So you're going to start with some gratitude. You're going to be clear on what the concern is, coach through the curiosity and getting their solutions, and end with confidence. And then you will notice how the conversations when you're doing constructive feedback may start to feel different. And this can build the trust that you may be lacking with one of your employees. And this is when it starts to lead the way for better conversations when you have other feedback to provide. Thanks for joining me for this week's Tip Thursday with Tara. I've just launched a brand new leadership community for leaders of all levels, from those interested in leadership all the way to the top. And we're diving into topics like this every week. It's a space to grow, reflect, or just connect with other leaders who are doing the same hard work as you are. If that sounds like something you would like to be part of, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca/community-info. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, community, coaching, and more at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.